Moses, in the book of Genesis, speaks of the origins of the created world. That is, he tells us in the beginning the world began. But today, St. John elevates even that inspired thought of the prophet Moses, for he speaks not of the earthly origins of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but as of his eternal origins. And indeed, if it is permissible to say, these words fail to capture the mystery. But why we hesitate to say that is because these very words were inspired by the Holy Spirit, and so in some way they catch the mystery. But when John tells us in the beginning, we are not to think of time, for he is speaking of the eternal origins of our Lord from his Father. And so we learn perhaps the most profound of all the Christmas mysteries, that the Word became man in order to reveal the love of the Father, that when the darkness, sinful humanity had fallen from the love of God the Father, the Son would come in order to deliver us, to reveal again the love of the Father. And that is why Christ came to us as a man, for it is entrusted to the Son to most reveal the love of the Father. And so the Lord would come in order to drive out the darkness of our errors by preaching to us the love that his Father has for each and every one of us, and his desire that we all be claimed through baptism for the kingdom of Christ. And so we pale. There perhaps are no other words that can catch this mystery greater than the words of St. John. For again, he speaks not of time, and we must try not even to think that he is referring in any way to time, because before time began, God was, and God was the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in a communion of love before ever time existed. And so we learn from this great mystery what perhaps is the root of the errors, for many seek to try to find out the exact limits of the universe, its extent, its weight, and to try to quantify it in some way. But indeed, we learn from St. John that we do not determine the duration of the created order by any attempt to quantify it, except to understand that creation began when time began, and time began when the eternal God decided out of his love to bring forth the created world, and creation will end. That is, we are not to seek to strive through science to seek the outer limits, the boundaries of the created order, because it cannot be measured in that way. Creation will end when time ends, and then the Lord will come in all his glory to judge the living and the dead, and most particularly to judge us by that instrument by which he truly reveals the love of God the Father, that is, the cross on which the eternal Son would be sacrificed for our sins. And in the end, when time ends, the Lord will judge each and every one according to how they have responded to the love of the Father, who spared not his only begotten Son, but delivered him up to death, and even death on the cross, in order to manifest to each and every one of us the depths of the love of the Trinity for all of humanity. For the Son could have purchased us with a single tear shed out of love for us, but indeed he does so at a most extraordinary price, for he sheds his blood, and not just much of his blood, but he sheds each and every drop of that precious blood for the sake of humanity. He sheds it for humanity as a whole and for each and every individual member of the human race, in order that we truly may be transformed from children of darkness, that is, children of wrath by which we are born, until children of light, and that light begins to burn brightly in the soul when we are claimed for Christ through baptism. And so let us strive always to keep the light of our baptism burning brightly in our souls, so that we may manifest to the world this profound love of God the Father, that is, his Son and the Most Holy Mother, who was born not by the common lot of mankind, but she conceived by that miraculous conception, not, as St. John tells us, by ordinary human generation, but by a supernatural order in which she was overshadowed by the power of the Holy Spirit, and at that moment would become the Mother of God, and hence our Mother. And so we truly have much to rejoice during this Christmas season, For God has done everything for us. Let us strive always to do everything for him so that we may come to understand that the meditation and the contemplation of this mystery, that in the beginning was the Word, cannot be accomplished in this life. It only begins in this life when we give our whole mind and our whole heart and our whole soul to contemplating the mysteries of our redemption. And it will not culminate, because it is called to go on for all eternity, for those who have loved God in this world and are united with him for all eternity in the life to come.
Misericordes oculos, ad nos condemnat.